This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Designated driver on the highway to health. Dr. Bob Martin is on the Better Health Network.
Everything. My goal is to help you extend your health span. I invite you to add years to your life, and more importantly, life to your years. I'll help you to become a more active participant in your own health care. Want to learn how to become your own best doctor most of the time? Well, then call me. We can talk about your health. Welcome, welcome, everyone, to this hour of the Dr. Bob Martin Show. I'm Dr. Bob, here in the capacity of helping you to feel better, function better, perform better, have better quality of life, take charge of your health, learn more about your health, safely and naturally. So if you've got a health-related issue, a health problem, a quagmire, a dilemma, some type of a challenge, call into the show and ask that very important question, either about yourself or somebody you care about. And I'll do my very best to help out. Here's the toll-free number nationwide, 888-553-7262. 888-55-DR-BOB. That's 1-888-553-7262. That gets you into the show and on the air to ask your health question or lay down your most important health comment. We have a lot to talk about today. So much health information, so much content to share with you. There's going to be something here for each and every one of you, so stick around. This late breaking news I want to tell you about. You may have read about it, perhaps not. Federal appeals court issues a stay of the Biden administration's vaccine mandate for private companies. Now, you may already know that 26 states have already thrown down. They're already against the vaccine mandates. A federal appeals court this weekend temporarily blocked the Biden administration's new vaccine rules that could apply to larger employers. We're talking about employers over the number of 100 employees, certain healthcare workers, and federal contractors. In the brief order, a three-judge panel on the Fifth Circuit Court of Appeals said that the petitioners in the case, Republican-led states and private businesses, give cause to believe there are grave statutory and constitutional issues with the Biden mandate for vaccines. The court asked the government to respond by 5 p.m. this coming Monday and said it would expedite the case. The court did not specify whether its order would have a nationwide effect or would only apply to the states under its jurisdiction. Now, the Biden administration had announced earlier this week that its vaccine rules applying to private businesses with more than 100 employees, certain health care providers, and federal contractors will take effect as of January the 4th. The rules stipulate employees who fall into those groups will need to have received the necessary shots. We're talking about the jabs. We're talking about the COVID vaccines. Name one. Pfizer, Moderna, whatever, Johnson & Johnson. They'll need to have the shots to be fully vaccinated, either two doses of Pfizer's and Moderna's vaccine or one dose of the Johnson & Johnson vaccine by January 4th. The OSHA rule does allow employees to remain unvaccinated if they so choose, but the employee must provide a verified negative test to the employer on at least a weekly basis and must wear face masks in the workplace. So all of that activity has been shut down temporarily. We'll see what happens coming up. Now, why is this important? Well, we are continuing to hear outcries from healthcare providers around the United States. We're continuing to see data roll in from the VARS reporting agency, which is part of our government, on the amounts of adverse, adverse reactions, adverse injuries, and deaths. In fact, there have been more adverse effects and injuries and deaths from the COVID vaccines in the last 10 months than all other vaccines in the last 30 years combined. And there are many, you can only imagine how many different vaccines have been distributed and employed to human beings in the last 30 years here in the United States. And yet we have more deaths and more adverse injuries in response to COVID vaccines in just a short 10-month period of time. What is wrong with this picture? The other reason that this is important is because we're hearing from doctors and pharmacists, people that are in the trenches, and nurses, and people who work in hospitals who care to come forward and share their observations about the adverse effects. Now, granted, the adverse effect of in cases of over 700,000 people and counting of COVID impact being death, one of them, is also a harsh reality. But on the other hand, you have now doctors and healthcare facilitators and workers stepping forward, such as the one that I'm reading right now, Dr. Patricia Lee, who's a licensed physician in the state of California, stating that her experience with patients harmed by the COVID vaccine does not comport with claims made by federal health authorities regarding the safety of COVID 19 vaccines, because that's, of course, what all we've heard from the very beginning, how safe they are, how effective they are, and much of it has been dispelled since the beginning. Right down the line. Here we have a physician writing a letter to the Food and Drug Administration and the Centers for Disease Control and Quasi-Prevention, who's been in practice as a practicing licensed medical doctor for 20 years, saying, "I've never witnessed so many vaccine injuries." And her observation is consistent with the vaccine adverse events reporting system, the VARS reporting system, which is run by the government, showing that I think last count, I think it was like 16,000 people have suspiciously died upon taking a COVID vaccine of some sort. 16,000 since its beginning over the last 10 months. Now, you might say, well, yeah, there you have the trade-off, Dr. Bob. 700,000 dead versus 16,000. Well, that 16,000 does not represent the true number, according to statisticians and experts who are tracking this. Those are just the ones that have been reported. Most don't get reported. In fact, according to at least one study out of Harvard, this reporting system only gets and only receives about 1 to 3% of the actual death reports and or injuries that actually happen. The rest of them go unreported because it's a self-monitoring system. Most doctors don't even know the system even exists. And if they do, they don't participate in providing that information to that agency. So do the math. If 16,000 have been documented, it's only 1 to 3%. How many people have really died? We'll find out someday, but it's not anytime soon. Not while the vaccines are being pushed out. But again, you make the call. We'll come back finishing up with this information. Stay tuned. It's the Dr. Bob Martin Show.
Staying healthy has never been more important. And Kyolic Aged Garlic Extract, maker of premier heart and immune health products, is leading the way to better health with a groundbreaking new formula, Kyolic Omega AGE. Kyolic Omega AGE combines the cardiovascular power of Kyolic's best-selling organically grown aged garlic extract with sustainably sourced fish oil and a synergistic blend of the nutrients, vitamins D3, K2, E, and B6, 9, and 12, that have been clinically shown to support heart, bone, and immune health, all in one supplement, providing you with a comprehensive and convenient way to take your health to the next level. So check off all of those individual supplements from your shopping list and get Kyolic Omega AGE for heart, bone, and immune health today. Look for Kyolic Omega AGE at fine natural health retailers near you. Learn more at Kyolic.com. That's Kyolic.com. Stay healthy. Live better.
Mom, can I have some Sprite?
Sure, honey.
Thanks, Mom.
You know what that is? That's the sound of my child thanking me for giving her something that's actually good for her teeth. Spry Gum is part of the Spry Dental Defense System, a complete line of oral care products made with 100% xylitol, the all-natural sweetener with proven dental benefits. So when we're at home, my whole family uses Spry toothpaste and mouthwash to help strengthen our teeth and reduce the risk of tooth decay. And when we're on the go, I just throw some Spry Gum and mints right into my bag. My kids love it, and I love that it's all natural. No sugar, no aspartame, or any other chemicals. Just think of that. I reward my kids for taking care of their teeth at home by giving them gum and mints on the go that are good for their teeth. Visit SpryDental.com or ask for Spry by name at your local health food store. You can also ask your dentist about Spry and make sure your mouth is receiving all the benefits of 100% xylitol products.
At Vitamin Shoppe, Sprouts, Kroger, and most natural product retailers. Find a retailer near you at Clear.com.
Scientific studies continue to remind us all that getting deep restorative sleep every night is as important to staying healthy as getting regular exercise and eating nutritious food. At bedtime, if you have trouble falling asleep within 20 minutes or wake up during the night and have trouble getting back to sleep, you are not alone because 70 million Americans suffer with sleep problems. Old, worn out, or poorly designed mattresses are primary reasons for sleep problems. Dr. Bob Martin here to share my family's secret for the best possible sleep you can achieve. It's called Cairo Slumber Mattress. Cairo Slumber Mattresses use advanced technology to provide the best support and temperature control for a perfect sleep environment. Say goodbye to sore muscles, back and neck and joint pain. Tossing and turning all night? Gone. Cairo Slumber Mattress, to your sleep rescue. Call toll free 888-958-2008. 888-958-2008 or CairoSlumber.com. Free shipping, too.
Check out Dr. Bob's website. Listen to the show live online. Hear past shows. Read breaking health news and more at drbob.com. Spell out doctor. That's D-O-C-T-O-R, Bob.com.
All right, and we are back. You are listening to the Dr. Bob Martin Show. Thank you for tuning into the program today. And if you think you've got somebody in your life that could benefit by listening into the show, by all means, invite them in. A simple way to do that is jot down the call letters of the station, the radio station you're listening to. You'll hear that during the breaks. And the call letters, as well as the frequency on the dial, whether it's an AM or FM station, and the time of the day, we're here the same time each and every week, and just pass that on to as many people as you know that you care about, that you think could benefit by hearing this show. We'd love to have that happen. We are, in fact, the largest radio health talk show in America today, in large part thanks to you. We are, and we're growing like mad. People want to hear this information. Not to be contrarian or to have a different view, just different view, because you get slammed all day, every day, with lamestream information being fed, the talking points, the same regurgitated talking points, it seems, all day, every day. Well, at least hopefully we're going to provide other information from a different perspective for your consideration. Let me drop in here also a very important disclaimer. And that is, there's no agenda. I'm not trying to talk you into or out of getting a vaccine. If you choose to have one or not choose to have one, that's your decision to make. And whichever decision you make, I support it 100%. But I'm not going to tell you to go out and get a vaccine or to not get a vaccine. That's a choice you'll have to make, hopefully based on careful due diligence rather than relying on someone that may not have your best interest in mind, or they may themselves be misinformed. It's important to hear varying opinions. For example, like this Dr. Patricia Lee that I was talking about before we took a break. Dr. Patricia Lee, a licensed medical physician in California, 20 years of experience, sent a letter at the beginning of October to officials at the U.S. Food and Drug Administration and the CDC, Centers for Disease Control and Quasi Prevention. She's an ICU physician detailing her concerns. She works in an intensive care unit in a very large hospital about her concerns about the adverse reactions, including deaths, she, as a medical doctor, witnessed in people who had received a COVID vaccine. And she's concerned about this. She's not a lone person in this regard. I've heard this from so many different nurses and so many doctors who have the bravery to actually speak up and not just turn in the other direction because they fear losing their jobs, or they don't want to be cast out as a anti-vaxxer or be dissed by their other professional people who are on board 100%, open checkbooks, anything goes, any vaccine is fine. In a letter, Dr. Lee described observing entirely healthy individuals suffering serious, often fatal injuries, including transverse myelitis. Transverse myelitis is an inflammation of the spinal cord, the part of the central nervous system that sends impulses from the brain to nerves in the body, resulting in quadriplegia. There's also a condition, a certain specific type of pneumonia that she noticed people who received the COVID vaccines coming down with. Pneumocystis pneumonia, multi-system organ failure, cerebral venous sinus thrombosis, big-time blood clots, postpartum hemorrhagic shock, and septic shock. These are just some of the worst-case scenarios where Dr. Lee is a practicing physician, 20 years of experience, ICU. She'd never, ever witnessed so many vaccine-related injuries until this year, until they rolled out the experimental. And some doctors don't even like to call it a vaccine because it really didn't meet the criteria for a vaccine. The experimental jabs, warp speed, and all of that. And she is demanding a meeting with the CDC and the FDA, the agencies. Her lawyers are demanding a meeting. And apparently she sent that letter out, and she's getting the silent treatment. meaning they are just trying to avoid her. They don't want the meeting for some reason, or maybe they're just thinking about it. I don't know. But that's what's going on with this very experienced physician out of the state of California. And everybody has an opinion on this, I'm sure by now they do. Now, we've got a lot of other information to share with you, including here's something that you might be interested in. There's a whistleblower that's come forward who is now saying that Pfizer, the drug company that makes the Pfizer COVID vaccine, the ones that were in the marketplace first, this whistleblower is claiming Pfizer falsified data about the COVID vaccine trials. Now, if you go back and you look at the history of Pfizer as a drug company, you're gonna see a very unsavory history. Pfizer has been a habitual offender of following the rules, persistently engaging in illegal and corrupt marketing practices, bribing physicians, and suppressing adverse drug trial data. Pfizer once paid out, you go look this up for yourself, just do a Google on it. Pfizer drug company once paid out $2.3 billion in fines for fraudulent marketing. A drug industry whistleblower has come forward now with leaked evidence showing that Pfizer falsified data and delayed reporting adverse reactions on its coronavirus COVID-19 vaccine trials. Now, it's not me saying this. It's a whistleblower. We're going to bring this information to you because it may be blocked or shadow blocked. And then you take it in whatever direction you choose to and verify it for yourself. That's what we are always going to ask you to do. All right, now, we're going to open up the phone lines for comments on any of the information that I just spoke about over the last 10 minutes, 15 minutes or so. What do you think about this physician? 20-year history in the practice of medicine, stating she's never witnessed so many vaccine-related injuries as she's seen since the rollout of the COVID vaccines. In all her years, two decades worth of observation as a physician, she's never seen so many injuries, which really is consistent with the VAERS reporting system that is also showing more deaths and more injuries in the first 10 months of this rollout than all other vaccines in the last 30 years. What does that tell you? I don't know. You'll have to make that decision for yourself. And how do you feel also personally about the fact that a federal appeals court has put the hammer down, at least temporarily, on the Biden administration's vaccine mandates for private companies? I've got a lot of colleagues and friends who work for companies that have more than 100 employees. And they are all sweating bullets right now, coming down to the deadline when it's going to be, you know, who's going to blink first? Do you get the vaccine, save your job, or do you walk away because you don't want the poison jab in your arm creating spike proteins for God only knows how long? Well, there's been a temporary stay in the action. Want to comment on that or any of the other things? Here's the number into the show, 888-553-7262, 888-55-DR-BOB, 1-888-553-7262. We'll be right back.
Are you looking for a healthy response to inflammation but have yet to find one? You're not alone. You're looking for Turmeric Power Plus, made by North American Herb and Spice, a leader in the manufacturing of natural dietary supplements. Turmeric Power Plus is not your normal turmeric-based product. No, this potent formula combines wild raw turmeric, oregano oil, along with ginger and rosemary. That's why it's able to support healthy, full-body inflammation response. Turmeric Power Plus is more powerful than curcumin and turmeric supplements alone. To learn more about Turmeric Power Plus, visit your local health food store or our website, oreganol.com. Oreganol.com. That's oreganol.com. Act now and feel better today with Turmeric Power Plus from North American Urban Spice.
It may come as a surprise to learn that virtually all people have some degree of cataract formation in one or both eyes by age 40. Fact is, cataract is a leading cause of blindness in the United States. But here's the good news. Thanks to medical research, there now exists a way to help prevent cataracts from forming and reverse it in some people who already have it with a revolutionary, safe, and effective all-natural eye drop formulation called CanSee. CanSee eye drops contain a special nutrient called N-acetylcarnosine, which was discovered to be depleted in the eyes of cataract sufferers. CanSee has also been found to help glaucoma, floaters, dry eyes, and retinal problems. Think about how important your sight is now and will be in the future. Then decide to protect your precious vision with CanSee eye drops. I personally use CanSee eye drops, and you should too. Call 800-861-4936. 800-861-4936. That's 800-861-4936 or wisechoicemedicine.com.
Now more than ever, it is important to have a healthy immune system. Many health professionals agree that probiotics are a leading natural therapy for boosting immune health. Why? Because 70% of your body's immune cells reside in the GI tract. By taking a superior probiotic daily, like Dr. O'Hara's probiotics with their postbiotic metabolites, you can enhance your overall immune system and immune response. For additional immune support, get RegActive's immune formula to boost your glutathione levels. Since our glutathione levels go down if we feel stressed, maintaining glutathione levels is a key factor for natural defense. For a short-term immune boost, try Dr. O'Hara's Propolis Plus, which provides probiotic and immune support and includes Brazilian green propolis for superior antioxidant support and vitamin E, astaxanthin, and flax oil. Be proactive about your immune health. Ask your retailer today about Dr. O'Hara's probiotics, RegActive Immune Formula, and Dr. O'Hara's Propolis Plus today. Also available online.
Are you waiting on a lightning strike? Are you waiting for the perfect night? Are you waiting till the time is right? What are you waiting for? Don't you wanna learn to deal with fear? Don't you wanna take the wheel and steer? Don't you wait another minute here? What are you waiting for? What are you waiting for?
Welcome you back to this hour of the Dr. Bob Martin Show. I'm Dr. Bob. Thank you so much for tuning into the program. Please stick around because later we're going to tell you about a special mineral that could help prevent viral infections from even happening in the first place, from the common cold to influenza and beyond. Academics at Western Sydney University examined 28 existing trials of a readily available and inexpensive mineral involving almost 5,500 people. And what they found is if this mineral is replete in your body, if you have sufficient amounts of this mineral, when those viruses try to take you down and give you coughs and colds, it helps stave them off. You will recover faster from these respiratory tract infections as long as your body has this mineral in it in adequate and ample supply. Whether you have a runny nose, fever, sore throat, headaches, whatever, you must have this mineral. We're going to be talking about that mineral, and you'll want to know more about it. Stick around. All right, let's get to your phone calls and questions now. Our number into the program, should you want to join us and weigh in on some of the topics that we're talking about today, some of the information that I stated prior, our number into the program nationwide, toll-free, 888-553-7262. It's open lines, any and all topics are fair game, questions and comments. 888-553-7262 or 1-888-55-DR-BOB. All right, first up is Penny. She's calling from the state of Michigan. Welcome to the program, Penny. Hello.
Hi.
Yes, go ahead, Penny. You're on the air.
Okay. I have stage 4 endometrial cancer, and all the chemo treatments they have been giving me cures the cancer, but it makes new cancer cells in me. Is there anything else I can do?
Yeah, that's the dilemma with cancer. You know, the idea is to poison the cancer cells, but also you create cancer from it, because chemotherapy also causes cancer, or has the capability of causing cancer, or making making the cancer you have even worse. So, you know, it's a crapshoot. It's a tough one to answer. We know that it mostly doesn't work, because when you look at some of the statistics of chemotherapy in and of itself, it's poor outcomes. But when you take in poison, you generate what are called hydroxyl-free radicals, which are very, very bad, unpaired, chemical oxygenated molecules that can incite disease. And what you want to try to do, and it's a fine line to do this, and some oncologists agree or disagree with the concept of trying to neutralize these hydroxyl-free radicals as you generate them. Some don't want any kind of nutrients going into the body for fear that the chemo will be tamped down and it will be neutralized by some of these antioxidants that are given. But on the other hand, other doctors think, well, let's get the value of both. Let's poison the cancer while not killing the person and creating more cancer in that person at the same time. And for that, you would want to, at a minimum, Penny, eat more foods that have high flavonoid content. Flavonoids are foods such as fruits and vegetables with very bright colors, like carrots and beets and purple cabbage and kale. Those kinds of foods with high flavonoid or flavanols will neutralize the adverse effects that the chemotherapy will generate, these hydroxyl free radicals, which are the most toxic, the most damaging oxidative elements that are spun off as a result of being exposed to poisonous chemotherapy. And you know this as well. Chemotherapy is a poison. The idea is to poison the cancer cells with the hope that somehow, some way, the cancer survives. You know, the cancer patient in the rest of the healthy cells, which are going to get hit with the poison too, and it's not specific to just cancer cells. When you take in chemotherapy, they're poisoning healthy cells as well as the unhealthy cells. You just hope that you kill off enough of the cancer cells and enough good ones are left over to survive. So at a minimum, unless you're working with a healthcare provider who understands, the protocols for alternative medicine or functional medicine or integrative medicine protocols for working with a disease that's as complicated as cancer, you might start using, let's say, juices, and that's how you get them into your body in a very concentrated way. You get a vegetable juice extractor, and you start drinking copious amounts of, and you might want to run this up the flagpole also with your oncologist to make sure they're congruent with that, but I don't know why they wouldn't be. They may not know anything about it, may say, yeah, it's fine, it won't do anything, but it's okay. But it does. Look at this, you know, just do a Google. Put in just flavonoids and cancer, and you'll see it come up. Now, it's always baffled my mind why doctors just don't mention it right out of the gate. Look, okay, so I'm going to give you a poison called chemotherapy. Meanwhile, let's see if we can antidote that by encouraging you to eat more fruits and vegetables. And maybe you might want to juice them so that you get a concentrated dose of it rather than just a dose, that you can eat, because you can only eat so much because there's so much fiber there, you get full. But with the juicing of it, and this is why they do this in a lot of the cancer clinics throughout the world, is because they can impart so much of this flavonoid activity, this pigment that is in these fruits and vegetables. Why do you think the most orthodox, not believing in nutrition, medical agencies say, yeah, eat five servings of fresh fruits and vegetables. That's why they say it, because they know that these elements exist. So unless you're working with a healthcare provider who can give you a specific protocol and very carefully monitor you along with your oncologist, you need to just start drinking copious amounts of fruits and vegetables, mostly vegetables. And the darker, the deeper the color vegetables, the better off you're going to be. All right?
Okay.
That help you out?
Yep. Yep. Right. Thank you.
You're welcome. Thank you. Good health to you, Penny. Next up, we say hello to Susan in Arkansas. Welcome to the Dr. Bob Martin Show, Susan. Hello.
Good morning. My daughter's had all the vaccination shots for the COVID.
Mm-hmm.
And she normally has had migraines over the years, but they seem to be getting worse, and the medications the doctors are giving her aren't even touching it.
Mm-hmm.
And it seems to be when she goes on vacation, that's when she gets them.
Mm-hmm. Well, we know that migraines are one of the adverse side effects being reported. Headaches in general are one. Let me comment on this on the other side of this break, Susan. Okay, let's take this break and come back, and let me comment on this related to your daughter's migraine headaches being worse post getting a COVID vaccine. All right. Stay with us. We're coming right back. You're listening to the Dr. Bob Martin Show. Scientific studies continue to remind us all that getting deep restorative sleep every night is as important to staying healthy as getting regular exercise and eating nutritious food. At bedtime, if you have trouble falling asleep within 20 minutes or wake up during the night and have trouble getting back to sleep, you are not alone, because 70 million Americans suffer with sleep problems. Old, worn out, or poorly designed mattresses are primary reasons for sleep problems. Dr. Bob Martin here to share my family's secret for the best possible sleep you can achieve. It's called Cairo Slumber Mattress. Cairo Slumber Mattresses use advanced technology to provide the best support and temperature control for a perfect sleep environment. Say goodbye to sore muscles, back and neck and joint pain. Tossing and turning all night? Gone. Cairo Slumber Mattress, to your sleep rescue. Call toll-free 888-958-2008. 888-958-2008 or CairoSlumber.com. Free shipping, too.
These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Do you have brain fog and lack of energy during the day? If so, take back your vitality and clarity with all-natural Cola Gel. Newly discovered jellyfish collagen peptides that aids with brain and memory support. Cola Gel is all-natural with no side effects. Edible jellyfish collagen uniquely supplies the body with multiple collagen peptides and naturally occurring minerals that fuels our cellular system with energy-rich compounds. Jellyfish collagen is a nutritive formula that promotes optimum neurological activity and improves cognitive memory. Receive your first bottle free plus shipping by visiting longevitybynature.biz and enter promo code COLAGEL. That's longevitybynature.biz and enter promo code COLAGEL. K-O-L-L-A-J-E-L-L. Get your first bottle free plus shipping by visiting longevitybynature.biz, promo code COLAGEL. Eliminate brain fog and lack of energy with COLAGEL at longevitybynature.biz. That's longevitybynature.biz.
It may come as a surprise to learn that virtually all people have some degree of cataract formation in one or both eyes by age 40. Fact is, cataract is a leading cause of blindness in the United States. But here's the good news. Thanks to medical research, there now exists a way to help prevent cataracts from forming and reverse it in some people who already have it, with a revolutionary, safe, and effective all-natural eye drop formulation called CanSee. CanSee eye drops contain a special nutrient called N-acetylcarnosine, which was discovered to be depleted in the eyes of cataract sufferers. CanSee has also been found to help glaucoma, floaters, dry eyes, and retinal problems. Think about how important your sight is now and will be in the future. Then decide to protect your precious vision with CanSee eye drops. I personally use CanSee eye drops, and you should too. Call 800-861-4936. 800-861-4936. That's 800-861-4936 or wisechoicemedicine.com.
Full said I, you do not know. Silence like a cancer grows. Hear my words and I might teach you. Take my arms and I might reach you.
Welcome me back to this hour of the Dr. Bob Martin Show. Like the show? Think others could benefit? By all means, refer them over to the program. Jot down the call letters of the radio station you're listening to, the frequency on the dial, the time of the day. Spread that out to as many people as you can, maybe on your social media platform. If you've got a Facebook page or a Twitter or Snapchat or whatever, just send it out there, and they'll thank you for it later. All right, now, before we get to the continuing information and content that we provide here on the show, we have Susan on the line with us. She's calling in from the state of Arkansas. She has a daughter who has decided, to get the COVID vaccine. And correct me if I'm wrong, Susan, since that time, she had a history of migraines prior to the getting the jab, the COVID jab. But since that time, her migraines have been worse. However, when she goes on vacation, they are better. Do I have that straight so far?
No, not when she goes on. They get worse. She's in New York. She flew to New York for the weekend.
Mm-hmm. Okay, and she's worse off. Okay, well, let's begin with my, you know, headaches in general and the vaccine itself. When they first did this, there was a study, I remember, called, I think it was ZOE study, migraine headache study. They found that about 10%, that was a very common side effect of individuals who decided to get the jab, the COVID vaccine, 10%. But during the original trials of the Pfizer vaccine, when they were studying it, 25 to 42% of those people in the original trials of the Pfizer vaccine got headaches. And many of them, a goodly amount of them, got migraine headaches. So it's very, very common. So what we might have here is just an exacerbation of an existing problem. It's an inflammatory condition. You know, migraines are very different, very much more complicated than your typical band-like headache, you know, your low-grade headache that kind of fleets and comes and goes and is easily remedied. Migraines are more of a vasodilation. They're regional in one area of the head, usually in one area. Sometimes can be so severe to cause trouble with your vision, your digestive system. Some people vomit and they get nauseated. It's extremely painful. I think I've had one in my life one time. It was up in the mountains in Colorado. I was skiing. A lot of excessive sunlight, a lot of who knows, and boom, my head was throbbing. I think it was at like 13,000 feet at the time, so I had oxygen deprivation, all the things that would set, you know, somebody up for something like this if you know, everything fell into the right place. And sure enough, it did. And it felt like my head was going to explode. If there would have been a vise close by, I would have put my head in that vise and just cranked that vise down in my head until the pain went away. Or, you know, I caused more pain to my head on the vise than the headache. I would have. Let's get back to your daughter now. So you're telling me that when she went to New York on her trip, her headache got worse?
Yes, and she's on some kind of medication, and it's not doing anything for her.
Did she fly there?
Yes.
All right, so she's at 32,000 feet above sea level, at least, or 35,000 feet. That may have exacerbated it. Now, when you change, you know, environments, when you're already marginal, when you're already stressed, and you just a little bit of change, it's going to tip the scale in the wrong direction because you can't adapt. You maladapt. So some people, however, will tell you just the opposite. They go on vacation and their stress level goes down and everything changes and they feel better. And they don't ever want to come back from vacation because they hurt. In this case, she got worse because she went to another environment, had to fly in an airplane, and some people are... their migraines are made worse at elevation like that for some reason because, again, most people will adapt to change. But when you're already in trouble, it's just one more, you know, feather that breaks the proverbial camel's back, as we say, symptomatically. So I don't want to tell you about the spike proteins now that she has in her body that will continue God only knows till when. But migraines are very complicated. We should track down food allergies. We find that a lot of people with migraines have hidden food allergies, even to foods that are seemingly okay, that seem healthy, might not be good for her. And when she comes in contact with them in a given couple of days, it may accumulate and it may create that inflammatory response crossing the blood-brain barrier in some manner, some neurological axis problem from the gut to the brain, and it may set this into motion. So I would suggest a very comprehensive blood test. It's called ELISA ACT. I talk about it here on the show because I've had, this is how we help to manage many of our migraine patients, and we're able to relieve so many of them if they followed it. So get an ELISA ACT blood test. Have somebody measure her hormones, all of them, through saliva testing. All of her estrogens, three of the estrogens, her testosterone, and her DHEA. Balance that stuff off. Make sure she doesn't have any structural problems, neck problems, too. They cause headaches. See the chiropractic physician. All right, Susan, thank you for your phone call.
These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Introducing the longevity breakthrough of the century, Telos 95, a revolutionary telomere supplement proven to lower human cellular age by 7 years on average and lengthen telomeres by an astounding 80%. As we age, we lose telomere length, and that's a big part of what causes us to look older and why we feel the effects of aging. Telos 95 helps to stop the clock of aging with one simple 95 milligram capsule daily. Telos 95 is clinically proven to reverse the effects of aging. Want a free 30-count bottle to sample? Log on to longevitybynature.biz and enter coupon code TELOS95. Get a free 30-count bottle today at longevitybynature.biz. Enter coupon code TELOS95 and roll back the aging process today. Telos 95 can be found at longevitybynature.biz by entering coupon code TELOS95, spelled TELOS95.
Wayne Elliott here to tell you about my experience with Strauss Naturals Heart Drops over the past 20 years. Strauss Heart Drops saved me back then and changed my life forever. It's hard to describe how invigorating it is when you support your healthy blood flow everywhere. There is scientific evidence that Heart Drops ingredients help maintain healthy lipid concentration. Cholesterol is in the blood lipid group. This supports blood flow, our body's most important function. I was able to maintain a healthy heart and blood flow. Strauss Heart Drops work, I can assure you. No contraindications with pharma drugs. Strauss Heart Drops are safe, and Strauss guarantees your satisfaction with a hassle-free guarantee so you can't go wrong and certainly have nothing to lose. I've seen folks taking Heart Drops that have greatly improved their lives. Available online at StraussNaturals.com. Thank you very much.
These products may not be right for you. Always read and follow the label.
Trade your mental and physical exhaustion for real energy with HRG 80 Red Ginseng Energy from Terry Naturally. Get an energy boost like never before. Breeze through your day with focus, a clear mind, and yes, energy. HRG 80 Red Ginseng Energy from Terry Naturally delivers 7 times more rare noble ginsenosides than conventional ginseng for maximum benefits. It's ultra clean, grown without pesticides. That's the Terry Naturally ginseng difference. Imagine. No more being exhausted by the end of the day. No more feeling like your mental and physical energy doesn't keep up with the demands of life. HRG 80 Red Ginseng Energy comes with a complete money-back guarantee. What could you accomplish with more energy in your day? Find out. Get HRG 80 Red Ginseng Energy from Terry Naturally. Get HRG 80 Red Ginseng Energy at your local health food store or TerryNaturallyVitamins.com.
These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Check out Dr. Bob's website. Listen to the show live online. Hear past shows. Read breaking health news and more at drbob.com. Spell out doctor. That's D-O-C-T-O-R, Bob.com.
All right, I welcome you back to this hour of the Dr. Bob Martin Show. Many people, you know, after we start turning clocks back, like we did this weekend just a few hours ago, actually, they start to develop, or over a period of time, they notice they start developing a condition called seasonal affective disorder, or SAD. Have you ever heard of it? Yeah, seasonal affect. Some people get it in the winter months or autumn, where they don't get out and get as much activity. They may not get as much sunlight. They're indoors more often. They get seasonal affective disorder, where they start noticing there's a disruption of sleep and their mood changes for the worse. It even can affect your appetite. Some people develop fatigue. They just don't have enough energy, and they start relying on caffeine heavily, which just makes everything much worse. And the loss of interest in activities. They just sort of like, oh, I don't want to do anything. I'm just going to sit here and just veg it out on the couch. We're going to talk about what to do about seasonal affective disorder, because some people, just after just changing the clock back an hour this weekend, will help generate or make worse, if a person's right there at the edge, their seasonal affective disorder. It is a condition. It has a diagnosis. SAD for short. That's not the standard American diet. That's, of course, that'll make it worse, but it's there are other factors involved in it. I'm going to be talking about that situation next hour, and I hope that you will listen in for that information. Also next hour, I will be taking your phone calls. So if you want to call into the program with any health-related topic, whether it's about yourself or somebody that you have in your life, a loved one, a friend, and they're grappling with a health problem, call in, ask the question, and I'll do my best to help you out. The number, again, jot it down so you have it for safekeeping. Pass it on to your sick friends and loved ones. 888-553-7262. That's our call-in phone number, where you can actually get into the show and on the air to either make a health-related comment or ask a question. And remember, the only bad health-related question may very well be the one you're not asking. So don't hesitate. Don't be shy. I'm here for you. Tell Dr. Bob where it hurts. 888-553-7262. 888-55-DR-BOB or 1-888-553-7262. My website, drbob.com. Spell out the word doctor. drbob.com. Stay in touch with us always. There's also podcast library. Now, if you can't get the next hour of the program, roll over to my website, live streaming audio, drbob.com. We'll be right back.
It may come as a surprise to learn that virtually all people have some degree of cataract formation in one or both eyes by age 40. Fact is, cataract is a leading cause of blindness in the United States. But here's the good news. Thanks to medical research, there now exists a way to help prevent cataracts from forming and reverse it in some people who already have it, with a revolutionary, safe, and effective all-natural eye drop formulation called CanSee. CanSee eye drops contain a special nutrient called N-acetylcarnosine, which was discovered to be depleted in the eyes of cataract sufferers. CanSee has also been found to help glaucoma, floaters, dry eyes, and retinal problems. Think about how important your sight is now and will be in the future. Then decide to protect your precious vision with CanSee eye drops. I personally use CanSee eye drops, and you should too. Call 800-861-4936. 800-861-4936. That's 800-861-4936 or wisechoicemedicine.com.